Hi everyone, welcome to Hey You. We're back with another BCA banter. As many of you know, it's Valentine's Day, so this week's episode is focused on the parallels between the process of finding your dream partner and your dream job. I'm Riley.
I'm Athena.
I'm DeGaulle.
I'm Canyon.
And this is Hey You.
All right, so how would everyone say finding a job is similar to finding a partner?
Well, I think, personally, one of the things for me is just the amount of time you spend with them in general. When you find a partner or an employer, in the case of an employer, you're going to be spending time with them 9 to 5, 5 days a week, most likely. And honestly, a similar amount of time when you find a partner. And I think it's important, just as like a broad perspective, that you align a lot of different things just simply because of how much time you spend with them.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. I would also say that you wouldn't date the first person you come across, so I think it's kind of similar to how you examine multiple companies when you're looking for a job. So like, I feel like the dating process is a lot similar to the job search process.
Yes, so yeah. You have to go on multiple dates, find people from different places. Just like companies, you can find some companies on LinkedIn, but you can also go to a job fair or Handshake. So you have to like really look at your options for both.
Yeah, for sure. And even with that, I'd say in having those, I guess, multiple, you can call them dates, you kind of get to better know the person or the company and kind of find out where the values you have and the company or the person you're dating may have and how they align with your own values.
Yeah, I also think that can be considered in both like the interview process and just having a job if it is like in the short time or the short term, sorry. Like a lot of times when you're fresh out of college, you don't spend a ton of time in the first job that you get, whether it's like 1 to 3 years, I think is on average. I guess that can be kind of equated to like a shorter relationship. But yeah, like you said, you do kind of have to almost date around or just see what you like.
Yeah, like testing the waters.
Yeah.
For both.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think a good sign that you're at the right company is that you're compatible with the employer or the environment, and I think that's the same thing in the dating game, too.
Right.
It's like, you want to be compatible with your partner, and there's a lot of different ways to be compatible.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, going with compatibility and the values that align, let's talk about what are some important qualities in both a partner and a company that you are going to potentially work or intern for or date.
I could start. I would say something that comes to mind would be honesty. You want to be able to trust the people or person that you are spending time with. You want to also be able to trust the company you're working for to know that what they are doing aligns with what you are, I guess, being employed to do, and in doing so, you aren't put at risk for losing your job or ruining your relationship.
Yeah, that's a good one. I would say communication skills are like super important. I think in a relationship, obviously you want to be able to talk about your relationship, but I think in the job search, good communication is a good indicator that it's a good place for you to work. Like, they're really responsive when you're in the hiring process or you need help and you feel like you can ask for help and get that help back. So I think that's a good quality.
Yeah, and another one, this is kind of maybe not as obvious, but something where there's like a balance between fun and serious. And obviously at your job, you want to be serious and you know, you're doing a job, so it's going to be serious. But maybe there's a company who can also have a little bit of fun and does employer retreats or team bonding days, or can just be a little looser where you don't feel like you're going in and you just have to be serious 24/7. And that same with a partner. You want a good balance of a serious person who will take what you say seriously, but also you're obviously going to have lots of fun with them.
Definitely, yeah. You want to be productive, but you also don't want to, you know, be dreading going into work every day.
I think that's a good one. I honestly didn't even think about that at first, but I like that one.
Yeah, and also loyalty. You obviously want a partner who's loyal to you, and also a company who isn't just going to like fire you randomly, and they have your best interest at heart because they value you as a worker.
One of the one I have is just compatibility. Just because, you know, there's a good company that you see and it could be a good opportunity, it could just not be the right place for you. Doesn't mean there's anything wrong with the company, but you know, one might say wrong place, wrong time. But yeah, I think it's important to, like we said earlier, almost date around, test the waters in the case of a company and just seeing what works best for you, not just what works.
Yeah, I think that connects to personal values too.
Totally.
I know we touched on that a little bit in the beginning, but having the same personal values as your partner is just as important as having the same personal values in your company. Like, you want to work for a company that you believe in, their mission, you connect with their goals, and I think that's really important too.
We also want to note that finding companies you are truly compatible with may be hard to find at first. Just like in dating games, it is important to know yourself in order to know what or who you are compatible with. Luckily, we have an event coming up on February 16th that may help you find what you're looking for. SkillMatch allows students to talk one-on-one with employers, align what skills they have to offer that meet employer needs, and discover opportunities that fit you personally that you may have never considered before. Check out the Eccles Career Instagram for more details.
Now moving into our more fun segment, we're going to go through red and green flags in companies that we can keep in mind while trying to find our next job or internship based on some experience that we've all had. So the first red flag I have on my list is when a company is unresponsive. I was applying for a job once and there was like a 3-round interview. And the first one was just a phone call to kind of make contact. And that eventually led to like a Zoom call and then an in-person internship. But the first time we were setting up the meeting with the employer, or I was setting up the meeting, I got on the phone to, or I was sitting by my phone waiting for the call, and they never called. And it was, you know, about a half hour later, I got an email saying that the interviewer was busy and we were just going to reschedule. But I don't know, it wasn't a huge deal and didn't really affect the interviewing process. But as a potential employee, I can't say I felt like super valued, or especially with, you know, how much communication was made between me and the employer. And I did end up having a really good experience with the company, but just as like a first impression, I'd say it was definitely a red flag. But
yeah, at least you weren't ghosted.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And that's definitely not good if a company were to like stop responding. I feel like that does happen when companies don't, I don't like when companies don't send you if you're rejected or anything. They just like stop communication.
Lack of follow-up is not a good look.
No, I agree with that.
So another company red flag that came to mind for me would be when companies have a lack of diversity and inclusion policies. I think it's important for companies to recognize that the communities that they build within their spaces include everyone and have everyone's values and everyone's input as, I guess, the forefront of what they want to do as a company.
I agree. I think that's really important, and I think if it's overlooked, it's very obvious that it's overlooked, and I think that that's not an acceptable practice and definitely a red flag.
For sure.
On top of that, I would say team camaraderie is huge, and I think if you're visiting a workplace or just in a group interview or something of that nature and you can see how teams collaborate and you see that they don't collaborate well, that's an immediate red flag, because I think even if they're working together for a long time or a short time, they should be able to at least put on a face in an interview or a visit. So if you can tell right off the bat that there's no chemistry or camaraderie amongst the people, then definitely not somewhere you want to
work. Yeah, I think that says a lot about like workplace environment as a whole for companies, but yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to start working for a place and be really excited and then go in and realize no one wants to talk to you, or you just have to sit there and do your job and you're not going to make any friends. That would be tough. Another red flag would be when the company has high staff turnovers and you know that people are kind of going in and out. It doesn't always mean the same thing, but it could make you question, like, why are people leaving? What does that mean? Am I going to be one of those people who gets either let go or I need to leave because of something? Like, what is it about the company that makes people leave pretty quickly after they start?
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think something I saw, I was doing a little bit of research on like red flags in companies, and I saw a lot more people saying bad mouthing previous employees. So I thought that that was interesting, because I couldn't imagine being in an interview and having someone be like, oh, well, this employee XYZ did this, and it'd kind of just be a really bad look. And I'm surprised that it happens as commonly as it does. And I think that is connected to high staff turnovers. Yeah. You know, trying to make up for the fact that, or place blame on people who have been leaving the company, but that's not really great either.
No, that's definitely not good. Because then what if you're one of the people they badmouth in the future? Like, that's terrible. And then another red flag is when the company isn't clear on their mission statement or values. This kind of goes hand in hand with what we talked about earlier with values. But if they don't have a clear-cut mission statement, it could be hard to figure out what are they really doing, what is all their stuff going towards, and if your values align with theirs. So then it could be harder to figure that out if they don't have one of those things.
I feel like that also goes with compatibility too. They, you know, it's not necessarily to say they have poor values or the wrong values, but they could just differ from yours, like, personally.
Yeah, and I think it's all subjective. I mean, just like in dating, like, you know, red flags versus green flags, like, it's all personal and how you view either your dating life or your professional life. All
right, so now we will cover some green flags we'd like to see within companies or relationships. And I will start by talking about if companies care about your work-life balance. I think that's something that's very important because just as you want to be productive in the office, you also want to be productive the time you spend outside of work. You want to have the energy to do things that don't, I guess, resemble work. And you want to also be able to have fun, but also know when to sit down and do the serious business things that are required.
Yeah, I agree. And I think when you're asked about more than just your work when you're being interviewed, it kind of shows that they value you as an individual and not just a job title. So that's something that I found really intriguing is, like, you know, they can ask you your qualifications, but when they ask, or me specifically, if they've asked me, like, what do you do outside of work and school, it's like, oh yeah, I do XYZ, I have these passions. And I think it's cool when they ask that kind of thing because they know it at least shows that they care in some way.
Yeah, you're not just an employee. You are a person, and you have hobbies and stuff. And it's nice when the company can understand, like, there's a time for work and there's a time for when you go home and you're going to be doing things that you love, and you're not going to be glued to your phone trying to do work all the time for them.
Green flag I have on my list is that, like, a diverse leadership. I think, you know, when companies have a leadership that's diverse, it also means they're going to have a diverse set of ideas. And when you have a diverse set of ideas, you're going to have better ideas because you have people from different backgrounds. And I think that shows a lot about what a company values and how serious they are about getting the most productivity, and, like, the best product is having a diverse leadership.
Yeah, and I think having a diverse leadership, it really proves that representation is super important. And if you can see yourself reflected in the leadership, then it shows that, you know, you might have a chance for upward mobility and other opportunities that are bigger than even the position you're going to be getting. So that's right. A nice sign as well.
Another green flag is when the employees themselves talk highly about the company. If you are going to a company visit, or you know of a person who works for that company and they just rave about it and say really good things about it, that's definitely a green flag and something that would be good if you were trying to see if that company might be a right fit for you and you find out that everyone really loves working there. And that could be really helpful in your decision-making process. Just like if you were trying to date someone and you showed your friend and they were just like, oh my gosh, they're terrible, like, stay away from them. Or if they were like, I've heard such great things about it, and then that's going to make you feel more comfortable making your decision of what you're going to do next.
Yeah, that's a good point. I agree. I also think clear and consistent communication throughout the interviewing or hiring process is something that's really important. I have a pretty good example of this. This past week, actually, I had an interview for a summer internship, and it was really easy to talk to this recruiter and set up this interview, which was really nice. But then once the interview took place, like, I could tell that it was, like, a very compatible match for both of us. But by the end of the interview, we realized that the start date was not going to work for either of us. Like, we were just on different timelines. And so for me, it was kind of a show of right person, wrong time. But I think what I really enjoyed was that the recruiter's communication was very much, you know, if we have an opportunity in the future, we will definitely reach back out. And, you know, we connected on LinkedIn and that sort of thing. So we plan on keeping each other updated on our schedules and that kind of thing and keeping that line of communication open. But it was nice that I wasn't, quote unquote, like, led on to something that I wasn't going to be able to take as an opportunity. So that was a nice thing. And I think it shows how important communication can be.
Yeah, and now you have made a connection that you can, when you're ready or if something lines up better, you can contact them, reach out, see if there's opportunities, and that's going to be very beneficial.
Absolutely.
So it was great discovering how similar the job search is to finding a partner. It may not be obvious at first, but when you really think about it, they are incredibly similar. For making sure your values are aligned to being truly compatible, you want to make sure you end up with the most ideal partner and company that is the perfect match for you. If you're looking for companies that you align with personally and want to know what opportunities they have to offer, be sure to attend our Skills Match event on February 16th.
If you enjoyed this episode, please give us a like, a follow, and share it with your friends. Once again, I'm Canyon.
I'm DeGaulle.
I'm Athena.
And I'm Riley.
And this has been
Hey You!